WGY, Schenectady, New York.
NBC Monitor News. And now with the news, here's Lee McCarthy.
A common pleas court judge in Philadelphia has ordered 5,000 dock workers there to end a strike which started October 1st. The order is the first break in the work stoppage by East Coast longshoremen. A union spokesman said he expects dock workers in the Port of Philadelphia to comply with the order. The court injunction was sought by the Marine Trade Association, representing about 60 shipping companies. The East Coast dock strike began 17 days ago on a demand by New York-based longshoremen that East Coast shippers continue to guarantee an annual workload. The Pittsburgh Pirates have won the World Series, beating the Orioles 2-1 in Baltimore. Steve Blass was the winning pitcher. After the game, Baseball Commissioner Bowie Kuhn went to the Pirates' dressing room to present manager Danny Murtaugh with the trophy.
This is the emblematic of the World Championship in 1971, and I think your team has earned it as a championship squad that came from behind to win like champions and beat the Baltimore Orioles, who had been the reigning champions. And I congratulate you and your players and Steve Blass and your whole club.
Thank you, Commissioner. I don't believe there's been a better played series than since I've been around anyway. I'm deeply grateful.
Pirate manager Danny Murtaugh. The Pirates are only the fifth team in series history to lose the first two games, then come back to take the championship. Roberto Clemente of the Pirates was chosen the outstanding player of the series. The National Police in Peru report that at least five persons have been killed in a violent earthquake deep in the Andes Mountains. The tremor occurred 2 days ago. All communications with the area have been cut off, and bad weather has prevented planes from flying over the area to survey the damage. Police in New York have charged Hubert Gerald Brown with attempted homicide, robbery, and possession of a dangerous weapon. The accused is also known as H. Rapp Brown, who was shot during a shootout with police following a holdup at a Manhattan bar yesterday. Brown has been on the FBI's most wanted list since May of 1970, when he dropped out of sight. He faces charges of arson and inciting to riot stemming from civil disturbances in Cambridge, Maryland in 1967. The first installment of Lyndon Johnson's memoirs has been published, and in it, the former president says that the Kennedy administration made a serious blunder by playing a role in the 1963 overthrow of South Vietnamese President Diem. Johnson says the coup and subsequent assassination of Diem led to political chaos and forced President Johnson's buildup of American forces in Vietnam. The Johnson memoirs are being serialized in newspapers and will be published in book form next month. Premier Lon Nol of Cambodia is now ruling by decree. It's Monday in Southeast Asia, the day set for the Cambodian National Assembly to go out of existence. Both houses of the legislature are expected to join as one to write a new constitution, and little material change is expected in the way things are run in Cambodia. Dr. Walter Heller, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers under Presidents Kennedy and Johnson, and now vice chairman of the Economic Panel of the Democratic Party, was interviewed today on NBC's Meet the Press. He urged that the 10% surcharge on foreign imports should be lifted as quickly as possible, pointing out that it is hurting our friends economically and that a policy of beggar your neighbor led to Hitler and other tragedies before World War II. Heller also expressed his views on phase two of the president's economic program. More on the story from Irving R. Levine in Washington.
Dr. Heller urged that a general guideline be announced quickly to indicate what size wage and price increases the administration will permit. The Democratic economist suggested that raises of about 5 to 6% a year would be consistent with the president's goal to reduce inflation. Heller expressed concern for what he sees as an overemphasis on stimulating profits.
I am concerned at some of the president's rhetoric about profits. He sounds as though phase two is designed to make the world safe for profits rather than for jobs. And I think there's been an imbalance there. Now, I'm not sure that the controls are set up that way, but the rhetoric is going the wrong way, and I found much too little attention to that four-letter word, J-O-B-S.
Heller said that whatever successes President Nixon achieves in the economy, it will be because he adopted democratic policies. But he will benefit from them anyway in the 1972 election. Irving R. Levine, NBC News, Washington.
Air Force search planes have spotted the wreckage of a sightseeing plane which disappeared yesterday during a flight over the Grand Canyon. There were nine passengers and a pilot on board. No survivors have been reported. Vice President Agnew, on the second day of his official visit to Greece, has been awarded that country's highest honor. Mr. Agnew laid a wreath at the tomb of Greece's unknown warrior and held a round of talks with officials in the military regime which governs Greece. Soviet Premier Kosygin is on his way to Canada for an eight-day visit. The Russians paid for 4 pages of articles and pictures in an Ottawa newspaper, articles heralding the Kosygin visit and saying that there is nothing to block improved Soviet-Canadian relations. The Hour's top story, a judge in Philadelphia has ordered longshoremen there back to work in the first break in the 17-day-old East Coast dock strike. Lee McCarthy, NBC News.
Listen next on the Hour for NBC Monitor News. Hey, we're off to the races at the Big M. Theodore Brown with you, and welcome, America. And did you ever in your life ever hear a more exciting World Series? Well, right now our monitor open line is all set because Jim Simpson, who did a great job calling it, by the way, is at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. Jim, do you have any energy left?
Very little after 7 games and a couple of cities and a rainout, Ted. But it's all over, and the Pirates have won it 2-1, and the best thing about it, I can say, is that it was a Super Series, and the team that was expected to win, Baltimore, did not. But the Orioles can hardly call themselves an embarrassed squad. It was a great game and a great series.
I guess it went Baltimore's way the first 2 ball games, and then when they had to start going to their bullpen, things changed.
That's another thing. When they went back to Pittsburgh, Steve Blass, who won today, hurled that complete ball game, winning 5-1. And it's the bullpen that did turn it around, Ted, in that first night game when Luke Walker, the left-hander, started and just couldn't do it. Bruce Keeson, who gets married tonight, the helicopter even now is taking him on to the airport in Baltimore to fly to Pittsburgh. Keeson came in and pitched those 6 1/3 innings and won that night game 4-3, which was a real thriller. Nellie Bryles almost nailed it down with his shutout on Thursday. And then, of course, the Orioles gave themselves a little life yesterday by winning in 10 innings. But today it belonged to Steve Blass and Roberto Clemente.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, if you're any kind of a sentimental guy, you've got to go. And Baltimore fans gave him practically a standing ovation the last time he came to bat. Roberto Clemente is just unbelievable. Do you happen to know what he said to his folks in Spanish after the ball game was over in the locker room?
No, but I appreciate Bob Prince saying that he understood it.
Yes, it was something about, you know, I send you my love, I'm sure. But he was miraculous. The man is 6 or 7 years old?
He's 37 years old, but, you know, they say in sports it's a cliche, but it's a true one in the case of Clemente. He has a very young body. He is in great shape and can go another couple of years at least.
Well, Jim, we talk about Baltimore and we talk about Pittsburgh, and it was an exciting series, and I'd like to just take a second or two and say you did a great job in calling it. All of you fellas out there, you made it all come alive for us, and we thank you very much.
Thank you, Ted. And we point out once more that this is the 50th anniversary, and you think back to the days of Grantland Rice having done this 50 years ago. It's a thrill just to be here, and an added thrill to have a series like this. Thank you.
Have a drink and get a good night's sleep.
I'll do both.
Okay. All right. That's it. Jim Simpson, the series is over, and Pittsburgh won it all. And now this is your lovable monitor host, who, by the way, bet on Pittsburgh. I'll be back after a short break for all our NBC stations coast to coast.
Make your college degree mean something. Put it to work in the teacher corps. Learn how to reach kids who have been missing out on a good education. The teacher corps offers tuition-free college study plus $75 a week. Interested? Write teacher corps, Washington, D.C., 20202.
This is WGY, Radio 81, Schenectady, New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the next 5 minutes, there's nothing but music on monitor. For this operation, Captain Mouth's mouth will be taped, and so you can hear Frida Payne and You Brought the Joy and the Nightlighters with KG.
What are you going to do, mind or something? Put this tape off my mouth.
Yeah. Hey, Jetty B back here with you, and welcome from your lovable host. Hey, I want to apologize, first of all, and I don't often apologize, but I want to apologize. Last Sunday, they had canceled the game in Baltimore because of inclement weather. Remember that? And the reason I'm apologizing is because I really don't want to, you know, rub salt in the wounds of all you Baltimore fans, but I said that the game was postponed because of inclement weather, and even when it's sunshine in Baltimore, it's inclement weather. Now, I was kidding. I happen to like Baltimore, and Baltimore is a marvelous town that I really feel a pang inside here because they didn't win it, even though I was a Pittsburgh fan. But you Baltimore Oriole fans and Baltimore Colt fans, the Colts beat the Giants today like crazy, so you can be proud of your teams, all right? And if I offended you, I'm sorry. Ted Brown apologizing. Well, okay. Anyway, you know the final score, don't you? Pittsburgh. They beat them, all right. And would you believe that I picked the last five games that I bet Pittsburgh, three straight games in Three River Stadium? I said that Palmer would handle them in the first game and that Pittsburgh would finally win the final and seventh game, and I was right. It scares me sometimes. It scares me. How come I get lost on the way home? I don't know. This is the Lighthouse in One Fine Morning. Congratulations, you Pittsburgh people. And Mr. and Mrs. Clemente.
Go outside and feel the sunshine. Then I know I'll be.